My guest at this time is Tony Award-winning actor Joe Mantegna. He is also the star of Criminal Minds on CBS. And yet again, he is co-hosting the National Memorial Day concert to be held on the West Front of the Capitol Sunday evening, May 28th, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. You can watch it on PBS if you can't be there in person. And he joins me now to talk about what we can expect in this year's concert and why this is an important part of his calendar every year. And Joe, let's start with the fact that you're going to have a different co-host, it appears here. Normally, you and your good friend Gary Sinise, the Emmy Award-winning actor, who is very much known for his work with veterans over the years. Gary is not going to be the co-host this year. It is actually Lawrence Fishburne. So what do folks need to know about that change?
Yeah, Gary, well, of course, Gary's been doing it with me for the last 12 years, but he's having his first grandchild this weekend in California. And so he's the one to be close to home. So I brought Lawrence Fishburne in to kind of fill in for him. And Lawrence will also be doing a segment on the Tuskegee Airmen, which we have a few of them showing up for that. So it's Lawrence was gracious enough to fill in for Gary this year. And he's done the concert with us in the past. And so we certainly haven't lost any star power by bringing Lawrence in.
Fantastic. Well, I know as with every year with the National Memorial Day concert, there are a number of very special features that you have, including the 75th anniversary of the Doolittle Raid. I know you've talked before about the World War II veterans in your family. Talk about the significance of the Doolittle Raid for our nation and the very special guests that you'll have there.
Well, you know, that raid was kind of like the first kind of glimmer of you know, we'd had Pearl Harbor, we'd had the beginning of, as we entered World War II, there wasn't a lot of good news early on. So what the Doolittle Raid did was it kind of was the first indication of, you know, hey, you know, we're coming back, we're fighting back, the good guys are going to ultimately win this one, you know, that type of thing. So these men, these brave men who had to take off, you know, for these aircraft carriers and bomb Tokyo as they did, was quite a feat. And we have a surviving member of the Doolittle Raid, and he's going to be there. And we have Robert Patrick from the series Scorpion, who will be doing the words of that gentleman. And so it's, again, it's part of our history. It's part of the, again, another snapshot of one of these conflicts that have been part of our military's history, which have helped ensure keeping this country, you know, the country we have today. I mean, without that, without those sacrifices like that, you know, who's to say what our country would be today? I mean, freedom isn't free. It's an often used phrase, but it's so true. And the military are those who have to cash the checks.
And you mentioned in passing, when you're talking about Lawrence Fishburne, another great legacy of World War II was the Tuskegee Airmen, and they will be honored as part of the 70th anniversary of the United States Air Force. So a very special night of commemorating a number of important anniversaries.
Yeah, exactly right. And to have actually a few of those members there with us, and one of them has become a personal friend of mine, Colonel Friend, I've known for probably five, six years now, who's one of the Tuskegee Airmen. Just an incredible individual. He's 97 years old, still goes to work every day. He's really something. And I know Lawrence is thrilled to be able to represent them. And actually, Lawrence did the movie, The Tuskegee Airmen, a while back. And so this is a special thrill for him.
Some of the most moving parts of any National Memorial Day concert focus on a couple of things. First of all, Memorial Day, of course, is specifically designed to honor those who have given their lives for the country, in addition to our veterans. And they kind of go together, of course. But America's Gold Star families will also be featured again. Talk about that a little bit and why it's so important to you personally to be part of this every year.
Well, you know, with the Gold Star families, first of all, you know, these are the families who have lost, you know, a loved one, you know, due to their service in the military. And I remember when I first did my concert, the first one I did 15 years ago, I remember seeing that this whole section of women in white dresses out there. And I said, well, who's that? And they explained to me, those are the Gold Star mothers. And they explained to me what that organization was. And, you know, luckily I had five uncles who all fought in World War II. And they all came back. So I was fortunate enough not to have to experience what it was like to be part of a Gold Star family. But I could certainly relate, because these five uncles of mine were so important in my life. And so to be able to honor them now and to do this thing, special segment on them at this year's concert, is great and truly deserved.
Also, there will be a feature of a U.S. service member who has survived but has undergone a tremendous amount after being injured in an IED blast. Talk a little bit about what we can expect there.
Yeah, this is Luis Avila, who I actually know personally. He and his wife, they've been coming to the concert for years now. And he is just such an incredible story. And I was out at the Bethesda Naval Hospital just yesterday visiting some of the wounded there. And he was there doing his rehab with his wife. And they are just a remarkable couple. And those who watch the show tomorrow, or on Sunday, rather, on the 28th, will be so moved and taken by their story. Because talk about people who have just, have taken what would be a major, major tragedy in anyone else's life and trying to look at the positive side of it and just push forward and overcome it. They are a truly incredible, incredible story. So we're glad to profile their story at the concert this year.
Plenty of entertainment as well. Who can we expect on stage?
Well, again, it's always a cross-section of great, great performers. You know, everything from country people like Scotty McCreery to Vanessa Williams and Ronan Tynan and Renee Fleming, John Andrasik from Five for Fighting, Christopher Jackson from the Broadway play Hamilton. So it's always that's what I always love about this concert is there's always like a different cross section of talent and music and dramatic readings. So it's always somewhat of even a surprise when we do the rehearsal on Saturday how it all comes together and how varied it is and how good it is. So. Again, I encourage people that if they can't come in person on Sunday the 28th, tune in on your PBS station at 8 o'clock Eastern and carve out 90 minutes to understand why we have Memorial Day. They'll be glad they did.
That's Sunday, May 28th, 8 p.m. PBS. That's 8 p.m. Eastern time. Real quick, Joe, I know you've got other obligations today. Whether folks see the concert, whether folks can attend the concert, whether they can go to a parade or not, what do you hope all Americans focus on Memorial Day?
What I hope they focus on is that Memorial Day, to me, it's our most important holiday. And I say that because without Memorial Day, we have no reason to have another holiday. Without Memorial Day, you don't have 4th of July, you don't have Christmas, you don't have Labor Day, you have nothing. So I'm not saying everybody has to look at it that way, but what I am saying is that do understand how important this holiday is and give it its proper respect in the sense of go ahead, barbecue, go ahead, watch the Indianapolis 500, do all the wonderful family things you'll do this weekend, but pause. If watching the concert is part of it, great, but pause for a moment and say to yourself, how lucky we are that these men and women over the course of our history have made these sacrifices and just be grateful for that. Next time you see a person in uniform, don't be shy to walk up and say thank you for your service.
Joe, thank you for what you do for our veterans throughout the year and on Memorial Day. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Tony Award-winning actor Joe Mantegna, also the star of Criminal Minds on CBS. He is once again co-hosting the National Memorial Day Concert. You can watch it on PBS Sunday evening, May 28th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time from the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.